Blog Talk Radio. The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Well, good afternoon. This is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, Building Stronger and Better Lives, and we want to welcome all of our callers to the International Mastermind Blog Talk Radio Show. Today we have a very exciting show, and I'd like to do a quick roll call and find out who do we have on the show today. Sharon, are you there?
No, she's not, but this is Danelle.
Hi, Danelle McNeil. How are you today?
I am wonderfully well, thank you.
And you know I am so happy to hear you on this show today, right?
I know.
Oh, my goodness, honey. I love you, and I thank you so very much for supporting this show. I don't know what we would do without you. And to all of our listeners, this is how we mastermind. This will probably be a mother and daughter show today. I am loving this. Well, today, as you know, Danelle, we have some very, very, very excited guests that are calling into the show today. And this is our Youth Blog Talk Day today, where we, as the International Masterminders, we have our youth come on and share, and they also do interviews. And today our guests are going to be the students from Florida Memorial University. Mm. So, Danelle, yes, yes. And so, Danelle, if you have the back room covered, we'll ask our guests to press 1 and raise their hand, and
yes,
we'll go ahead and start interviewing our very first guest today on our show and ask them to please share with us any thoughts or comments they have about the World Money Show visit that they were on yesterday in Orlando, Florida at the Gaylord Hotel.
Yes.
So who do we have as our first caller?
We have our first hand. The last 4 digits are 0025. Your line is open. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. This is Carolyn Lourdes. I'm so glad to be on with you guys today. And
welcome,
I'd like
Carolyn.
To thank you so much. Thank you so much.
So, Carolyn, will you share with our listening audience any thoughts that you have relative to your visit, first visit, I should say, to the World Money Show conference that was held in Orlando?
But wait, Mom, before Carolyn begins, you have to tell our listeners about the World Money Show.
All right.
Because
well,
although it
help
sounds
me
like money, there may be more to it than that.
All right. Well, first of all, I would like to just share with the listeners, and thank you so very much, Danelle, for that support. You are just the best and the greatest, if I must say so myself. Thank
you.
The World Money Show is a conference that pulled together private sector firms and public sector firms to share best practices and investment education, what's current and what's most up-to-date in the area of investing. And one of our partners through we have an organization called the Baby Billionaire Kids Club. It's for youth to learn about investing. And we're in partnership with the International Mastermind Association, and also we're in partnership with Better Investing. And the youth at Florida Memorial were participating this week in that conference. So with that, we'll go to Caroline.
Thank you so much, Anne. This particular trip was one heck of an experience for me, and I am so thankful and grateful, first and foremost, to Anne McNeil, whom I admire as a woman because of her commitment to empowering the youth. Secondly, I'd like to say thank you because I had never experienced such a conference. It was a very powerful conference. I learned a whole lot on the way there as well as being there. As far as a lot of things, I took a lot of things for granted. As far as shopping all the time, I used to always be blowing money. And with that being said, blowing money with certain designer clothing and shoes and so forth. And a very valid point Ms. McNeil made on the way up there, you know, if you can spend your money with a retailer, why not purchase shares in that company? You know, and it made a lot of sense, you know, because for as much money as I've spent in Macy's or at Bloomingdale's and so forth, I never got anything back in return. And from her speaking from that standpoint, it gave me a whole lot of insight and something to you know, think about in that aspect. And it was a lot of knowledge imparted on yesterday and the day before. And I have a total different outlook on investing, you know, and allowing my money to work for me. And as I was sharing, I am part of a 401k plan through Fidelity Investments through my employer, which is Comcast Cable. But I never knew the gist of, you know, how to invest my money. I used to allow other people to tell me where I should put my money and what should I do with my money. And about five and a half years ago, I took a major loss in the market when the market had crashed a few years back, you know. And so with that being said, I took my money out of certain areas and just moved it over to a stable fund where I don't have to take that much risk. But more importantly, I learned the importance of investing into stocks and mutual funds because, you know, we have to think about our future, you know. And overall, the trip was phenomenal, you know, and I'm still sharing experience with others.
Thank you so very much, Carolyn. We really appreciate that. And I know that we have some very, very excited partners of yours that have now formed a new investment club that are also listening online and would like to share. So we're going to come back to you and we'll take the next person in queue.
There are currently no more hands up. However, Sharon Jackson has rejoined the line.
Sharon, welcome to the Block Talk Show, Sharon.
Good afternoon.
Well, good afternoon. Would you like to share with our listening audience a little bit more about the IMA Youth?
Actually, the IMA Youth in probably for the last 2 years have been going to the World Money Show. They have been going to the Better Investing classes.
Hi, this is Danelle. What's your name? Hello, hi. We're in the back room. Your last four digits are 0881. Hello.
Danelle, this is me. Should I hear you?
Hi. Yes, you can hear me. Can I?
No, this is Ann McNeil. This is Ann McNeil. Should I be hearing you?
No, you shouldn't. Sorry. Bye. Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Hi, what's your name?
This is Carol. And this is Ann McNeil. We can both hear you.
Important about introducing them to the world. I'm getting a lot of feedback. I don't know if everyone else is getting feedback.
Okay, Sharon, I think that is that a little bit better, Sharon?
Yes.
Okay, great. All right, thank you so very much for sharing. And Carolyn, it appears as though you're the only brave soul that's willing to go ahead and participate. Can you share with us, Carolyn, what are you planning on doing differently now that you've had the opportunity to be exposed to investment education, even though you were actually investing? Can you share with us what you plan to do differently?
Well, I anticipate on doing differently is pretty much getting more education and allowing myself to take advantage of some of these opportunities through your workshops. From my understanding, there's one this upcoming Saturday, and I do plan on being in attendance. Because applied knowledge, as Ms. McNeil says, is power. Not having the knowledge and not using the knowledge is useless. So with that being said, I anticipate on, educate myself more and taking advantage of these workshops in the future.
And now we can go to a brief commercial break, and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about better investing.
Sure. And when we come back from the break, we actually have a member of the International Mastermind Association, Plan with Intention Mastermind Group, Mr. Vaughn Young, on the line. So
excellent.
We'll speak with him after the break.
We'll be right back.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
And we have returned.
Yes, thank you, Danelle. Welcome, Vaughn, to the Youth International Mastermind Blog Talk Radio Show. And we just want to remind all of our callers, if you would like to speak or make a comment, please press 1 on your phone, and that will notify us that you have a comment and we can open your line. Otherwise, we do not know that you're interested in speaking, so please press 1 on your phone. All right, Vaughn, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing? How you guys doing this evening? I just wanted to check in, let the kids know that the Plan with Intention Mastermind Group actually supports every venture that they are embarking on. We are excited to know that our young people are actually getting educated in things that will be more than relevant to them in their lifetime, but very important. So I just wanted to say that, and I'm enjoying listening to the show. Doing a wonderful job.
Thank you, Vaughn.
Thank you. Thank you, Vaughn. And we're looking forward to you bringing on board your youth so they can also participate with us with these trips with the kids and learning how to invest.
Yes, ma'am. You know, that's in the making. We're looking to expand. I'm doing my best to get it together. I have a lot on my plate, but I want the kids that are participating in our program, it's about 140 kids. I want all 140 kids to be a part of the Youth International Mastermind Association Southwest Florida branch.
All right, thank you. And the next caller that we have on this waiting to speak is our new president of the Youth Mastermind Investment Club, actually, from Florida Memorial, and that is Mr. Theodis. Are you there? Your line is now open. You can share with us your thoughts and comments from the trip in the last 2 days.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead, please, sir.
All right, great. Hello, everyone. My name is Theodis Kearns. And that trip, it was amazing. It was a great exposure to all of us that went there from Florida Memorial University, because the education that we learned there, it really it's going to be a benefit for us, because once you learn how to invest and to learn the proper information and about what to watch out for and where to invest, you're going to always have that knowledge so that you can carry on to your future and times, and you can always have something to lean on. Because the thing is this, somebody can take something from you, but the thing that they'll take from you is your knowledge. Once you apply that knowledge to the best of anything that you need to do in life, it's going to always take you far. And you keep that mind and be determined to go further, you're going to always have something. And that's that knowledge and your one determination to keep going.
All right. So, Theodis, can you share with us one major lesson learned that you experienced from the trip, or a thought or a concept or some action you plan to take as a result of the trip?
Yes, a lesson learned that I learned on the trip is that to always smile, because the thing is this, even though there were so many people there that were willing to talk to us and everything, but there are some that, you know, that didn't want to talk, but it's fine. See, the lesson learned is to keep smiling, to keep going, and to keep that positive mind, because with a positive mind and to keep going forward, you're going to always... You know, it's going to take you far in life. It's going to always take you far into life.
All right, now share with us at least one thing you're going to do differently as a result of the trip.
Now, since I'm going to the trip and everything, that I'm now going to invest better instead of investing in the wrong things since then, because it's like a mind shift. When I went on the trip, my mind just did a complete shift, because I noticed that I was wasting my money on the wrong things. And now since this trip showed me a lot, it really put a new mindset of thinking for me to be able to invest in the right things instead of investing in the wrong things that are at low value.
All right, thank you. And again, we'd like to suggest to all of our callers, if you're interested in making a comment, we have a lot of people on the line, please press 1 on your phone to let us know that you're interested in making a comment. And then after you finish, if you press 1, that basically takes your hand down, and then we'll know that you're finished. All right, Danelle, I just wanted to just also encourage our listening audience to go to www.betterinvesting.org. And Better Investing is an investment organization that teaches, as a not-for-profit organization, about how to become an educated consumer in the area of investing. In addition to that website, we'd like to encourage our listening audience to go to thebabybillionaire.com. That is T-H-E, babybillionaire.com. And that is another organization that is focused on youth education, and you can get a lot of information at that website also in regards to investing in your future. Now, I want to go back to Carolyn. Carolyn, are you still there?
I am.
Yes. just want to ask you if you would share with us some thoughts about the conversation that we were all having on the ride to Orlando yesterday as we were, no, that would have been on Friday, excuse me, as we were discussing the mastermind concept that we use and the book Napoleon Hill's Six Steps to Riches, as we discussed with every participant that was in the stand with us about how much money they'd like to make, what are you going to do with the money, by what date, and exact some kind of action steps that everyone was going to take in terms of achieving that goal. Do you have any comments about that?
Well, yes, I do. And, again, thank you, Ms. McNeil, because you gave and I'm speaking for myself, but I can all honestly say that I think you gave the team as a whole a new perspective on looking at things differently. As far as writing out your goal, what you do when you write out a goal, you're making it plain and clear as to what direction that you would like to go in. And some of the questions that you posed to us was, okay, how much money each and every one of us, you know, envisioned of making, you know. But not only that, but you allowed us to think, to stop and to really think and to make sure that what we're saying, if it's something realistic, because we can spit anything out of, anything could come out of our mouth, you know, but what are we going to do to work towards accomplishing that goal? What are the necessary steps that need to be taken in order to fulfill that? You know, and a lot of us were, you know, spitting out numbers, but was just doing that without thinking, okay, what is your goal? What's your vision? How do you anticipate on reaching that goal? And during that conversation, you know, a lot of things, whatever we said, was it correct or incorrect, you came back with a rebuttal that allowed each and every one of us to really sit back and really think about what it is that we just said. So I can honestly say, even myself, I'm a little bit older than the rest of the team, but you really gave me a whole lot to think about, because writing was not really one of my greater strengths. You know, I make it up in my mind, I want to do something, I'll go for it. But taking the initiative to actually jot it down, you know, it gives you a different perspective, you know, because every time you can refer back to whatever it is that you've written, and you can know whether or not you're on track or if you're getting off track or if you need to get back on track and so forth. And so that's pretty much what one of the things that I was able to take back with me. And as soon as I got home last night, you know, I made my vision. I wrote it out and I made it plain and clear, because I'm so serious about this new year, about, you know, prospering in this new year, you know, because the opportunities are out there. We just have to go out and grasp it, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. And thank you so very much for that, Carolyn. And it appears as though we have another caller, last four digits of 4120. 4120, and your line is open. Hello? Okay, caller 4120, the last four digits of your number. Okay, that caller is no longer interested in saying something. All right. Again, all of our callers, if you're interested in making a comment, please press 1 on your phone, and that lets us know that you do have a comment and you're interested in making a statement on the radio. I want to go back to Theotis. And Theotis, I want to ask you the same question that I asked Carolyn, and that is in regards to your thoughts and comments about the trip up and what value you thought that may have had to you personally, if it had any.
Well, of course. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Thank you.
Okay. Well, when on the ride along to Orlando, when you had us to do the goals and everything, that gave me some time to think about on how I want it and everything. Because when you did the $100, the $100 scenario, where you took the 20, because there's 5 20s and 100. When you said, when you have the deductions from the bank and it goes to different areas, you can always have it going to certain areas, like the deductions can go to the savings or to an investment. When I was sitting there just listening to you, what you said, because you said, okay, how would you get that money? And if you want, let's say, $1 million, okay, what are you doing now to do that? Okay, how are you going to get the income? But then you just, you know, just telling us, like, we just, like Caroline said, that we were just throwing numbers out there and not knowing where. But when you gave us the questions that will force us to actually to think, deep thinking about how to get there, that really, really helped me a lot, because I had a vision about, you know, being a millionaire and everything like that. But the thing is this, I had to think about how to get there. And I found a way, the best way I could, to get there, because by you doing that for me, that really impacted me a lot. Because I didn't really have a way to get in there as far as of the way that we did it yesterday on the ride there. And I truly thank you for that, because there are not too many people that who will actually sit down and take their time and up their busy schedule to actually do something like that. And I really thank you for that.
All right. Thank you for the comment, because it really makes a big difference when you think about, really, really think through. And so often, you know, if you do a survey on the number of individuals that have degrees, and really ask people, what is it that you do for a living, and see the relationship between what they got the degree in and what they're actually doing. And sometimes it does not appear to be related. So when you think about who teaches us how to make money, we all learn how to make the money, but seldom do we stop to take time to become educated about learning how to make that money make money. So thank you, Theotis, for those comments. And again, we want to encourage anyone that's on the line that would like to make a comment, please press 1 on your phone. And I see we do have many of the other participants that was on the trip with us that are listening. And right now, Danelle, we'd like to go to another commercial break, please.
Sure.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com, or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
Thank you, Danelle, and appreciate that. Now, welcome back, everyone. You are listening to the International Mastermind Association Youth Group Blog Talk Radio program. And I want to just go back to Sharon and see if there was anything else that she may have wanted to add before we ask Brittany if she wants to come on. Sharon? Okay. All right, Brittany, are you ready to make a comment, Brittany? 0881, last four digits, 0881. Okay. Not ready yet. All right, let me go back to Caroline. Caroline, are you still there?
Wait, there is a caller, 5752, who is ready.
Okay.
Who has their hand up.
Okay, thank you, Danelle. Thank you.
And your line is open, 5752.
Hello, my name is Tatiana Ross. I was one of the people that went to, one of the students that went to the Money Show, and I had an amazing experience. It was very different. It was open-minded. It was just something that I wanted to learn. Learning about the basics of investing was just, it was just a new experience for me, and I really enjoyed it with Ms. and McNeil. Something that really spoke to me while we were on the trip was the fact that I needed to open my mind to different things. I didn't need to box myself in with one ideal as far as knowing the amount that I wanted. That's the farthest I went on the list of things that we needed to know, knowing the amount, because I had my mind stuck on one ideal more than, like, opening my mind to new things. So, yeah, it was amazing. It was an amazing experience, and it allowed me to open my mind to new things.
Okay, will you share with us just one activity that you will do different as a result of going on the trip?
One activity that I will do different?
Yes.
Hello? Okay. like what?
Well, maybe something to the effect, getting involved in your newly formed investment club, learning more about how to invest, what to invest in, and then taking some money and investing that money into a stock.
Yes, I plan on. I want to go into depth about learning about investments before I actually go ahead and invest. But yes, I'm thinking about it. In the near future, I want to invest in at least maybe one or two stocks in the near future, and go to like better investing workshops. There's one this Saturday that I would like to attend.
Excellent, 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 excellent. Thank you. And could you give us your name again, please?
Tatiana Ross.
Tatiana, thank you, thank you. All right, now let's talk a little bit about the actual money show, and if you can, we'll start with Theotis in terms of one lesson learned, if you will, and then I'll go to Carolyn because she set a goal prior to attending the World Money Show and actually did achieve that goal, and we're going to come back to her and ask her to share that. So, Theotis, can you just share with us what your expectation was before going and how was that different, if it was different, upon returning? I think it would help if I opened his line. What do you think?
Can anybody hear me?
Oh. Yes, Theotis, thank you. Thank you, Danelle.
Okay. My expectations about the trip, actually, it was everything that I thought it would be, because when it comes to something that's dealing with financial money, I was expecting that it would be a lot of people there and a lot of people that would want to learn more about investing in the stock. Even though at the place we were like the only like really young people that was there, because the age group was around 60s and 70 years of age. And that really made me feel really good, because we have a lot of time as a youth on our hands to do a lot while we're at our youth, and this is the perfect time to start. And my lesson learned is to always start early when there's something that you really want in life, because while you're young and your youth, it's best to start now so that we have the rest of our lives to learn more and to apply that knowledge to our daily life.
Thank you. Thank you. I want to also take an executive privilege to thank Marshall Jones, who was very, very, very helpful in the planning of this trip, you know, at the amount of time we had to put the trip together. So I know she's out there listening, and I just want her to know how much we love her and how much we really appreciate her staying in contact with the youth and texting and emailing and all of the things that go on in the back room that you never get to see. And so I just want to just let her know we love her and we really appreciate you, Marshall. So kudos to you. And if you'd like to make a comment, you can also raise your hand. All right. Thank you also, Theodis. So, Carolyn, we're gonna get ready to wrap up the show, but I would like to ask you, Carolyn, if you don't mind sharing with our listening audience the goal you set and as much of it you'd like to share in terms of what happened actually once you got there and actually achieved one of the goals you set.
One of the goals that I had set upon my getting up on Friday morning, I did what I normally do every morning is give God thanks for allowing me to wake up to see a new day. But what I did that day, knowing that I was going on this trip, was I asked God to open my mind to, you know, to being exposed to something totally different, stepping out of my comfort zone, connecting me with the right people. I went there with a heart filled with expectancy, and I'm also a president founder of a nonprofit organization that is called Safe Outlet Incorporated. As a survivor of domestic abuse, I started this organization so I can give back to others who are still going through the struggle. But one of the things I did say to myself on the way up, I say, Lord, connect me with the right people. Bring the right people in my circle that can give me a sense of direction, you know, because I don't think that I was quite there yet. And going up to the Money Show, I did just that basically by the grace of God. He allowed me to connect with a particular gentleman who saw me. I was sitting by myself because I was a little tired and drained. And so I sat down for a little bit to take a little break. And this gentleman walked up to me. His name is Mr. Sean Drayton. And he introduced himself to me, asked me who I was, what I did for a living, and asked me if I had a business card. I gave him my business card, and he gave me his. But what he did that I found to be ironic, when I gave him the card, he looked at me, he looked at the card, he looked at me again, and then he was imparting some knowledge in terms of investing to me. And then he mentioned to me he had another colleague and that I must jot the person's information down and give the person a call and tell them that he referred me. Later on that day, as we were heading up to the next session on yesterday, ironically, we ran into him. I introduced Ms. McNeil to him, you know, but I was able to leave the conference and was able to build a rapport with this gentleman. Long story short, he actually reached out to me this morning, which I hadn't had a chance to share with Ms. McNeil yet, and he said to me he had a chance to go on my website, and he is very happy to know that I'm the type of person that likes to give back. So whatever he can do to help me build on that and help me in areas of investment, he will continue to do so. And he actually planned on coming down to Florida in the future, and also he wants to be part of our blog talk radio show, you know, for the youth. So I think, you know, with that being said, is that sometimes we go places and we're intimidated by the scenery, by the surrounding, and there's really no reason to be intimidated because that's how I was feeling initially. I was like, oh, my God, all of these. It was like a handful of us, you know, meaning minorities in the place, you know. And I kind of felt a little bit out of place. But in retrospect and reflecting back, I am so grateful and thankful because we never know what lies ahead. And when we go someplace with a willing spirit and the heart filled with expectancy, amazing things can come out of it. Amazing things can happen. And that, in essence, that what happened for me yesterday, you know.
Thank you so very much. And we
have also on the line, and we want to welcome Kay to the call. Kay, your line is open if you want to go ahead and share what we've been talking about, Kay, and sharing any thoughts you have relative to the trip, any thoughts you have relative to the actual conference, and so what you'd like to share, please. Thank you. Kay, your line is open, Kay.
Okay. Hello?
Yes, your line is open, Kay. You can
go ahead. Oh, you can hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Thank you.
Okay. Relative.
Wait, first, give us your name. You give us your full name and your class.
I'm sorry. My name is Kay Tana Ross, and one of the students that came to the conference from Florida Memorial University. And can you repeat what you'd like to know again, please?
Yeah, what we're talking about is anything you'd like to share on from the trip, from the bus going up, and also anything you'd like to share relative to a lesson learned or any experience while you were there. And I think of everybody on the trip, just from my observation. I think you probably had probably one of the most amazing aha moments, if you want to share that, from the bus ride.
Yes, it was, it was just, it was like, it was just like the fact that I didn't know what exactly I wanted to do. I felt lost. So I really didn't know what to think. I was just like, okay, I'm lost now. So where do I go from here? Like, what do I do? How do I write out a plan? How do I go about even finding out what I like? And your response was to this, it's okay to be lost. It's okay to feel lost. Now that you're lost, find yourself. Actually go and figure out what you like to do. What are you passionate about? What can you do to make money? Like, what you basically inspired me to find myself and find out what I really like to do, because I was just totally lost, and I'm working on that as of now, along with working on the investment gurus group that we just came about making. So, yeah, that was one of the things that was like,
thank you, Kay. And for our listening audience, basically, Kay is just saying that she had a major revelation in her plans in terms of the students thinking about one area of a profession, but really not thinking it through relative to, okay, now how will I make money doing this? And
exactly.
So that's, and that's really a large part of what we do as we mastermind for our own lives and as we share with young people, have a plan. And a lot of times the plan may not work the way you want. You don't necessarily throw it out, but you just make some adjustments and understanding how to do that. But equally as important, you have support from all of us and other masterminders that's a part of IMA that's right there to help you and support you in looking at different ways of achieving the same goal. And so thank you for that. And Marshall Jones, I see that she has her hand up, and we're going to come back to you, Kay. So, Marshall, again, I want to thank you, and your line is open if you'd like to make a comment, please.
Hello, everybody. My name is Marshall Pierre.
Oh, Marshall Pierre, thank you. Oh, my goodness. And we were at the wedding, beautiful wedding. Yes, Pierre. Some things are hard to change. So charge it to my heart and my head and not my heart.
Oh,
thanks.
Of course, God, that's fine. But it sounds like, I'm just listening to all of the feedback that's coming back from participants on the trip. And it seems to be a very awesome event for all of the youth from Florida Memorial. So it's just what Ms. McNeil wanted from everybody. She wanted to expose you to this type of setting so that you can take from it what you want, and she does that to all of us. So, you know, we thank you too, Ms. McNeil, for always putting us in experiences that we don't think that we can keep up with, but we always seem to amaze ourselves, and we keep right up with the charge. So that's all I wanted to say.
Well, also I have to say, too, Marcelle is also a graduate, and her husband is also a graduate. She met her husband on campus at Florida Memorial. And so we are so grateful to the university because it has given many of us an opportunity where in life many would not give people like us an opportunity. So I'm one of those thank you, Lord, graduates from high school, so I don't have a problem in saying that because I know that if I can in any way help anybody, because I was helped so graciously as a student, incoming freshman and sophomore and junior and senior, and even as a graduate, I have so much to be grateful for, to Florida Memorial. So whatever I can do to help along the way, you can always count me in. So thank you again, Marcelle.
No,
so we want to come back.
Huh? I'm sorry. Was the first one from that group that actually, you know, we made contact with, and she helped me along the way as well to try to get in contact with everybody else. So Brittany was influential as well.
Yes, and I thought Brittany was on the line, but I don't. She's not raising her hand again. If you'd like to make a comment, just press 1 on your phone, and that lets us know that you would like to make a comment, and then you can press 1 again to take yourself off off the line.
Uh-huh.
So thank you, Marcelle. We're going to go ahead and get ready to wrap up the show. And Danelle, if you have any comments you would like to make, we're so grateful to you stepping in as always the backup for all of us on behalf of IMA. We really appreciate you, too, because if it weren't for you, this show would not be on, huh?
You're welcome. I'm glad to be a part of it. Thanks.
Thank you. All right, well, we're going to prepare to wrap up, and if anybody has any closing comments, press 1 on your phone, and you can share. And if not, we want to thank all of the students from Florida Memorial for being willing to come on the show, you know, after everything that's happened in the last couple of days. I know it's been a lot. But as you can see, you can do it, and it's a lot of fun, especially when you go back and you replay the show. But also what I'd like to encourage everyone to do is please share the show on Facebook, on Twitter, on LinkedIn. If you go to blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, you can retrieve the show, click the share button, and you can share it on over 300 different social media outlets, and it is a lot of fun. So we're going to come back to Carolyn, and then we're going to prepare to wrap up. Okay, Carolyn, did you have any additional comments you'd like to make relative to any of the lessons learned from the trip?
Basically, I just wanted to, again, say to you, Ms. McNeil, thank you so much for that exposure, for even considering, you know, the students at Florida Memorial University, and may God continue to bless you with all your endeavors because you are truly an angelic person.
Thank you. Now, Kay and Theotis, not sure if you have any comments that you'd like to make, closing comments, before we wrap the show up, and we want to let everybody know to look forward. They will be hosting their own show at some point in the future and letting everybody know and updating everybody about their investment club. So Kay or Theotis, if you have any additional comments you'd like to make.
And Rose is also on the line, and she has a comment that she'd like to make.
Oh, okay. All right. So if you want to go ahead and open her line, too.
She's ready.
Okay, hi, everyone. Hi, Ann.
Hi,
hello.
Rose. Thank you.
I just want to make a comment to the youth that attended the money show. I can remember going for the first time. I chaperoned, and Ann asked me to chaperone a few of the kids that were part of Mastermind. I believe that was the first year. And my advice to you all is to the information that you all learned this weekend on yesterday, take that information, apply it, share it with others. I wish, although I learned something, I didn't follow up on it, but my advice is that you all push forward, plan, write it down, you know, have a plan for your life, and have a plan for everything you do, a day-to-day plan, you know, and that's all I have to say.
Rose, I cannot let you go without asking you to share. Do you recall what year that was? I want to give them a perspective because one of the things we talk about on the way home is the fact that a lot of time we're exposed to things, but we don't take action. We don't follow up. And one of the activities that we're doing now to ensure a greater follow-up is we're helping them to act right now. That's one of the reasons why they're on this show today and an act to respond now and not wait until they think they're ready, because there's no perfect time. There's no good time.
That's right.
You just do it now. So can you share with us if you recall what year that was?
Oh, man, I believe I want to say it was in, maybe 2001 or 2000, around that time.
Okay. So I just want to just make sure they understand. That was like what, about 2-3 years ago?
Almost two or three.
So how about 13 years ago?
Yeah, 13 years
ago. Okay. So they know you're talking about 13 years ago. So when we have this conversation with them 10 years from now, they will have a very different story to tell.
Exactly.
They will have a very different story to tell because we're going to ensure that they buy something, even if it's a stock for $20.
That's right. Start. Just get started. You know, I heard one of the callers said that she wants to start well with three. Well, don't start with one. Start with one. Just get started.
Exactly. Thank you so very much, Rose. We appreciate
that. You're welcome.
Okay, are there any other comments before we close? We want to thank everybody. Stephanie Ebanks, thank you so much. Sharon Jackson, Marshall, and all of the students from Florida Memorial, and I cannot tell you how much I really appreciate Danelle McNeil. And this has been awesome. So with that, we're going to prepare to sign out, and we will look forward to hearing all of you on your own Blog Talk Radio show in the future. And every first Sunday at 5 p.m., please tune in to the Youth International Mastermind Blog Talk Radio show. And with that, we're signing off. Thank you.